the Brandon Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Metashare. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.
Please understand, I'm not saying this to be the guy that is. It doesn't watch TV. Like, oh, you're so superior. Because I do. I just haven't seen The Bachelor or The Bachelorette. I just haven't seen them. I know they're phenomenons, like big shows and all that. It's based on, I was reading this article about mimetic desire, and it's all about The Bachelor.
Okay.
But it's basically saying, once again, you've got contrived scarcity. You've got one guy, 25 ladies or whatever it is.
Yeah, yeah.
And it always plays out the same, which is then these rivalries and people hating each other and also making the guy more valuable than he really is. Because if you see somebody else think something is the valuable thing, we're designed almost to just kind of go, oh, that must be something that's good.
Yeah.
So we go with the crowd. It's so weird, but we will put more emphasis and we'll value something more highly because somebody else values it. Kids can ignore toys and then one of them gets out an old toy that everybody's been ignoring
and then they'll fight over it.
Oh. Well, it's been sitting there on the shelf for six months and now suddenly it's World War III to get a... That's mimetic desire. That's a problem. And we all fall into this. But it's wonderful to be able to go, wait a second, even if the rest of the world says this is valuable and that's not, Jesus comes along, flips it upside down. He says, no. In my kingdom, that's valuable and that's not. So being honest, this is really hard. I'm kind of weary of this. I got all these guys that write the show and I'm like, oh, Brand, if you're such a real man, why don't you do this? And they just challenge me. And they're
so
like,
many guys.
They're like tough guys.
Yeah, sure.
So I'm always having to prove myself.
Why do you think they do this, Brant?
Because I think, I don't know. It's just competition, I guess. They feel like they're
just
tough.
Just a guy kind of thing. And they think you're tough.
Yeah.
Interesting.
This is from Jake and the Rattlers. So he's in some
gang. They're always in a gang, aren't they?
Always in a gang. It's so tough. And so Jake and the Rattlers write, dear Brant, if you're a real man, do an entire routine on the uneven bars in the studio. That's why I have these uneven bars.
I was wondering, but I didn't want to ask.
Stick the landing, then grab a flute and play Stars and Stripes Forever.
Oh, wow. That's a very specific challenge Jake and the Rattlers have given you.
All right. So I have my outfit on.
That's why you have. Okay. So the flute,
you're
going to want to be careful because if you put it in the wrong place, you'll fall over.
I'll set it here.
Okay.
I'm going to go back by the uneven bars. Do that. I'm going to dismount up here and by the microphone.
Okay.
And then start in with the...
It's tight in here. Be careful, okay?
And by the way, I don't even enjoy doing this.
I don't
like how this outfit looks.
Yeah, you should,
I don't like any of it. Yeah.
The chalk is everywhere.
Here we go. I got to get up on here. I'll start rocking back and forth. And here we go. And around. And up.
Oh, boy. Careful.
Spin.
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
Pip.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Brant, you are really good at this.
Okay.
Oh, wow. I'll be honest and say your breathing on that wasn't as good as it could have been. But after that routine, it was...
Thanks.
I applaud. The routine was amazing.
That was... Yeah.
Luke wasn't that good, but you're out of breath.
You just got to get the momentum spinning around over the thing. It really is true, and it's so weird. And that is how, if we see something everybody else says is valuable, we just immediately go, oh, there must be a lot of value to it. That's a nice doll. Wait, Cabbage Patch? Wait, everybody wants a Cabbage Patch doll? World War III. Everybody start throwing grenades. We got to get me. Like, whatever anybody else says, it's so strange. Now, here's the problem. We all live in this culture that's going, now, these people are really important. These are the red carpet people.
Mm-hmm.
These are the ones deserving of awards. These are the ones that Jesus comes along and goes, actually, in my kingdom, these are the people who are more valuable.
Different, yes.
I mean, I'm going to favor these people.
Mm-hmm.
Favors the humble. He aligns himself with the poor and the brokenhearted and the outcast and the alien and the stranger and like all of these things. He puts them up higher and says the first will be last and the last first. He flips it all over. So the question is, am I willing to fly upside down in this culture?
Mm-hmm.
Am I willing to do that? Because that's what he does. And he's saying, hey, everybody can say this is valuable. Doesn't make it true. Look, you might have a creativity area. I do too. I sometimes I have to create songs. I have to write.
You have to.
It just comes out.
It overwhelms you.
Yep.
Okay.
Nothing I can do about it. So I just wrote this song. I'm not gonna tell you what inspired me. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Okay.
Can you tell us what it's about?
Yeah. Okay. It's about like, well, it's called. The name of the song is called it. I title it, I'm going to get up to the front of the line and have no idea what I should order. Okay. It's about being in a restaurant where they have the menu up there
yeah.
and there's a long line, but then you get up there and you
and
still
you don't know what
like
you want
for some reason.
And right. you don't want to tell us what inspired you?
I don't want
doesn't,
to.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. The point is a jaunty little tune. I got the acoustic
jaunty.
Guitar here.
Yes.
Yeah. Here we go. Something like this. Yeah.
All
yeah.
right.
Here we go.
Yes.
Okay. Here we go. I know this line is long. We're all waiting single file. We've been here 20 minutes, looking at my phone all the while. Yes, I know above the counter is a giant lit menu, but that's not gonna stop me from doing what I've got to do. I'm gonna get up to the front of the line and have no idea what I should order. You might think I should know by this time, but apparently I've got some kind of disorder. Once I'm at the counter, you're all done for, cause I'm gonna act like I've never been to a restaurant before. When I get up to the front of the line, I'm not gonna know what I should order. Oh yeah, kind of a
wow,
ride out here.
Yeah.
Do I want the McRib? Oh, you don't have that. It's out of this is Chipotle, okay. yeah, I don't know. Do you guys have Arby's sauce? Oh, yeah, this is Chipotle.
Yeah, right.
I want to get a Shamrock Shake. Can I get a oh, yeah, this is Chipotle.
Chipotle,
okay.
Yeah.
Can I get a bucket of chicken?
With Chipotle.
It's Chipotle. Forgot. Oh, yeah.
oh, yeah.
Oh, let me think about this. I'm going to act like I've never been here before. Oh, yeah. And it kind of fades out. Oh, yeah.
That's
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Oh, you're simulating someone just...
Oh yeah, because it just keeps going.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
I get what you were doing there.
Yet. Let me think. Yeah, like
okay,
that.
Okay, well.
Right?
And you don't want to tell us what inspired that?
No, no, nothing really.
No.
Nothing that happened recently, yesterday, at all. This is a great question. A guy who has a young family was saying, hey, Brant, do you have any tips on... like making it on one income, because we're switching to that, and he knows we did that not long ago when our kids were little,
mm-hmm.
and we had to do that. I love this question. I don't have a lot of great answers for you, but I will say this: it's about a couple things. I would say remember that whatever sacrifice you're making, keep in mind that this is what you're doing. It's worth it. It is worth it. Whatever your situation is, if you're stretching, but you're stretching because you want to make time mm-hmm. for your family. Whether you've got two incomes, one income, no, like whatever it is, remember this time is short. This is a season of life. And so if it's a card table or it's a junky car or it's a house that's too small, doesn't mean it's not the golden era. Doesn't mean you won't look back at it and think this was a really beautiful time of life. And the second thing is economy, like economizing or being restricted or limited with your money, can be kind of fun. And here's what I mean by that. Like if somebody said, and I've used this example before, but if somebody said, hey, here's you and your date have $10 to spend on your date tonight. Now mm-hmm. figure out what you want to do. Like now you're going to have to make this $10 go. What are we going to do with it? There's something fun about that.
Yeah.
Versus I've got all the money I could possibly want. I don't have any issues at all. You'll find a lot of people who are older and settled and have a lot of money look back mm-hmm. at the days when they were strapped. And they think they're beautiful and they loved them. And this is a short time. So I would say control your spending, junky car, smaller house, whatever it takes. It's worth it, but it's for a short time. And it is a beautiful thing. Something happened. Sherry said something and I was like, I don't know if that's true. And I looked it up and she was exactly right on.
Oh,
again.
Do tell.
Yeah, you were right on again. Well, we're talking about the word like bless.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's a very churchy word. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But it means... apparently, the original like Hebrew
mm-hmm.
means to add value to somebody's life.
Mm-hmm.
You add value to them. And then to curse is to subtract value from them.
Mm-hmm.
You were exactly right. So Sherry nailed it.
Well, that wasn't mine. I got it from someone else, but yes.
But I still didn't believe it. And then now I have to. But I was thinking about that. So Jesus says to bless the people who curse you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it says in Luke.
Ooh.
So if they're cursing you, they're the people who are really bugging you because they're treating you like you're worth less than you are. That is very threatening. We've all had this happen. Those are the people cursing us, and they can do it very subtly. But man, it drives us crazy. And he's saying, as they subtract value from you, you add value to them for your own good. I mean, that's the remarkable thing about it. Oh. It's actually, he's got our best interests at heart. He wants to free us. And whenever we do it, believe it or not, whenever we do it, it does free us. We actually start to have compassion on the people who are driving us crazy. Try it. Every day, I wake up early for you. That's right. I go out every morning into the content fields to pluck excellent content from the vines of the content vineyards. And I come in with only the finest.
So you analyze it out there in the field.
Yep.
Okay, you don't even bring it in.
Turn it over, look at it, you know, compare it. Is this good enough for the people who listen to my show, for you?
Yeah.
You know, most of the time, no. And I put it back.
Man, that's a lot of effort.
It is a lot of effort. But I wanted to give you the idea of stuff I don't bring in.
Okay.
Here's an item that's in the news that'll be on a lot of radio shows because they don't screen stuff like
that's right, but not this one.
I filtered this out.
Okay.
It says that larger portions are fueling our obesity epidemic. There's a study that's been researchers looked at in 1996, and it's not 2016. I'm not going to use that because we already know this.
We're eating more food. That's why we're getting bigger.
Does anyone not already know that?
I know it. I know it personally.
We all know it.
Yeah.
We know. So I'm not going to bring that in for you.
Because
today.
It's obvious.
It's obvious.
So there's no reason to talk about that.
Yeah. It said if you drink sodas, that'll push it. Like, we know this.
Yeah.
We don't need to hear this one more
Brandt,
time.
Brandt, on behalf of the audience, I want to thank you for the excellent work you do out
Thanks.
There in the content fields and leaving some stuff out there.
That's why I come in filthy dirty every day and I'm out in those content fields.
Working away.
With my cool hat on and stuff. It turns out that in the morning, if you're a normal person, in the morning, you're more likely to be honest. Mm. I'm not shocked by this.
Why?
I was thinking about it. Like, well, they say that's when you're the most well-rested. Well, when we are not well-rested, we don't think as clearly. Mm. We don't have the courage we would normally have. I mean, if you don't get enough sleep, it impacts you. Mm-hmm. They've always said like you're more prone to addictive behavior or falling into patterns you don't want to if you're hurt, angry, lonely, tired. Mm. Remember, was it Elijah in the Bible? He's cranky and hungry.
Mm-hmm.
And God gives him basically a big nap and some food.
Yeah, that's true. That's right? Very true. Yeah, sad, depressed, and yeah.
Here. Yeah.
Have some food.
It wasn't like this. Well, you need, you know, your spiritual rear end kicked. It was...
Go to sleep.
Here's a nap. Here's some food. Let's talk when you wake up. Just thinking about something, and this is about talking to people about your religious beliefs. There's a study that has a bunch of like millennials, I would say, that say, and these are people who are professing believers in Jesus. Half of them say we shouldn't discuss like Jesus with people in a way that where we're hoping that they eventually agree with us.
Mm-hmm.
Half of these people who say they're Jesus followers, I'm like, I don't know. Just being honest, I'm not mad.
Mm-hmm.
What do you make of Jesus doing it?
Yeah.
Like, how do you say you're Jesus follower? You can't be comfortable with the things he was saying about himself.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know who the first missionary was in the history of Jesus' ministry? The first missionary he sent out was this woman who he met at a well.
And her past was... A little sketchy.
Terrible past.
Mm-hmm.
And he's very decisive about saying, you know, here's your answer.
Yes.
And she's very decisive. She goes to her people and wants them to believe that he's who he said he was.
Right.
I guess you would have to object to the first missionary, this woman, and say she shouldn't have done that.
Right.
I don't know how you make sense out of this whole story. Like, if we love people, wouldn't we want the best for them? Look, please don't blame me for this. It's not my fault, okay? I didn't even know it was going to happen.
Okay.
And now they've announced there's a release date for this in September.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be another Rambo movie.
Oh, no.
No. Nobody...
What is it? It's not...
it is.
It's Sylvester Stallone?
Yep.
It's not his grandson or something?
No.
I mean, not his specific grandson, but his grandson in the
like
movie.
Like Rambo's grandson?
Yes.
Grandson of Rambo?
Grambo.
Grambo is a great idea.
Please tell me it's Grambo.
That's what they should call it.
Grandpa Rambo. It's Sylvester Stallone.
In Grambo.
Starring in Grambo. Where he single-handedly, slowly,
yet
fights
methodically,
back.
Right.
Yes, as he positions himself with a nice warm blanket on his lap next to some bad guys and asks them to please
keep it down.
Keep it down. That's crazy.
Well, you know what? I probably would buy a
Grambo,
ticket to that.
Grambo. Because it used to be like First Blood or whatever.
Yeah, right.
Grambo, keep it down. Please. Please, I'm trying to sleep here. We need this. You know, this neighborhood used to be a lot better until you guys got here.
Showed up here.
Some people have the gift of encouragement. Some people might have it, but they don't necessarily show it. Like Dan on Twitter, who hit me up with this. I actually kind of respect this.
Mm-hmm.
This is his tweet to me. Dude, okay, the quote. Dude, you are the worst. Every time you come on the radio, I want to plow my Jeep into a tree. End of tweet.
Oh, that's the end of the tweet.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Dude, you're the worst.
Yeah.
Every time you come on the radio, I want to plow my Jeep into a tree.
Yeah, the encouragement there is... It's,
there's not much.
We have to mine for it.
Yeah, you really have to look for it. And I did find a little bit. And that was...
Which is?
Well, he wrote me.
Yes.
Personally,
and
on
had
Twitter.
And had to go and find
had
you.
Had to go, like, personally find me.
Yes, that's correct.
And he starts it with, dude, and I like when people call me, like, other guys.
It
feels like we're pals.
Dude could be a term of endearment, sure.
And it's short, and I actually like his descriptiveness.
Mm-hmm.
Every time you come on the radio.
And the fact that he has a Jeep.
It's kind of cool.
Yes, it is.
So,
And he's giving us a window into his life there.
Yeah. He's listening.
Sure.
He's still listening, apparently, because he says every time. So, dude.
Thank you.
Thanks. I see there's a glimmer of hope here.
For
in
us
our
to
relationship.
Be friends.
I like it.
I remember a lady sent me, I was on a different radio show, my own show, actually, and she sent me a note, and on the front it said they call me Sherry in the Morning, a fan of the Sherry in the Morning show. Hmm. And it had little smiley stickers on and everything. Mm-hmm. And so I opened it up.
Sounds good.
Yeah, opened it up, and she proceeded to rip me apart in ways that I actually...
What?
Oh my goodness. I actually was like, you know what?
But
that's
she put
pretty creative.
Smiley face stickers on the
that's
outside.
That's what it was. And I read it on the air and I said, why did this hurt so much? I kept it for a while.
Oh.
And someone said...
That's terrible.
Someone said it's because it's a drink with just a few drops of acid. They said if you were expecting something else. So
yeah,
it was the smiley faces and all that, and you open it up.
That is a sucker punch.
Oh, man. I kept that for a while, and it really, really affected me to the point that I started being kind of snippy with people. And then I realized, and I said to myself, this can't happen. Like, I can't let...
Right.
Something like that impact the way I treat my family, my friends, the people
right,
who do
you
listen.
Can't, you can't.
But it was.
You can't.
Yeah,
that's just. Yeah. And by the way, if you're listening, you're like, hey, that's a pretty. No, it's not a good
don't
idea.
Don't you do it.
Don't do it. We're on to you now.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by MediShare. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.